taking care of your lawn and gardens. Thanks for joining us, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Berniston. At a recent field day put on by the University of Tennessee Extension Service, the main subjects of the day were how to maintain and excel in growing your grass and your fruits in your garden.
We are, though, in a really stressful area in this turf grass transition zone, but we try to make the most of it, and there are some keys to it. Try to mow at an appropriate height, maintain a sharp mowing blade, manage your thatch layer, and try to do all you can do to make sure that the turf grass roots are receiving oxygen.
Dr. Tom Samples is with UT Extension and says don't let your grass stress you. Manage it to the best of your ability. And part of that management might be irrigation, according to Dr. Brian Lieb with UT Ag Research.
Tennessee is a humid state, and some years we get enough water from rainfall, but as we've recently seen, we can have some long 6-8 week drought periods where if you don't have a good soil under your plant material, a lot of things could die on you. And then there's just for homeowners, the thing of appearance, you know. Yeah, it'll survive, but I'd like it to look a little better. But anybody who's producing something, fruit and vegetables, a high-value product, I really think that they need to think about irrigation. They can't really afford to have low production on some years when they're selling a high-value crop.
And Dr. Lieb says any lawn or fruiting plant can benefit from irrigation, which flowed right into the next presentation of Backyard Grapes and Blueberries with Dr. David Lockwood.
What we tried to stress is that you start off doing a good job of site preparation, and that'll make everything easier. You'll get better growth, you get better fruiting, and also if you're doing like grapes where you have to build a trellis, make sure that you've got the proper trellis, that it's high so you can get good air circulation, that you can get the plants exposed to sunlight, which is essential for disease control.
Now, all three of these presentations were part of the Fruits of the Backyard Field Day in Spring Hill, Tennessee. Many more field days on current agriculture issues coming up all this summer. Thanks for joining us on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.